B-Pod Studios.
Oh, jeez.
Keep talking.
Totally satisfied
Vegas,
sexually.
Vegas!
Ah.
You smell.
Hello?
Been away a long time. Didn't go up, didn't tell you.
Yes, it is the Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Jason Martinez with you. Anthony out sick today. You noticed in yesterday's broadcast of the program, Anthony was dealing with it. The kids brought
exactly
the cold.
Right.
Yeah, it is exactly right. The kids brought the cold, and the cold came to roost. So the cuz is going to get a day of rest today on what is a very, very important day in the Philadelphia 76ers season. It is a huge game tonight as the Sixers will try to slay the dragon of the Boston Celtics. And Brett Brown get that leg up on Brad Stevens. The Sixers playing well. They had the first part of the back-to-back last night. They go into Charlotte, sans Embiid, and they come away with a 118-114 win over the Hornets on the road. Ben Simmons, how about 28 points on 11 of 12 shooting for Ben? How about that? How about JJ? I'm glad he didn't sit. Tyrone had, well, rest JJ because his legs looked tired. His leg didn't look tired last night. Andrew, his legs looked tired.
Not the first time. He had 21 of those in the first half.
Yeah.
He was on fire.
27 last night for JJ. And they, you know, you survive a game without Embiid. You beat the Hornets on the road. Now the Hornets are a good team. Now they're an under 500 team. But still, Sixers move the record to 40-25. And again, they face the Boston Celtics tonight at the Wells Fargo Center. The home court advantage for the Sixers at the Wells Fargo Center. It's got to be a big thing tonight. It's got to be a big thing in the playoffs if this team's going to have ultimate success. So far this season at home, the Sixers, one of the better teams in the NBA, 28-9 at home. Conversely, Boston, 500 on the road. So to say tonight is a massive, I'm not going to go like, hey, is this a must-win game? No, that's not. It's not a must-win game. Tonight's game is important, not because of necessarily what it does in the standings, although that's a nice byproduct. It's a great byproduct. The Sixers are right now 2.5 games ahead of Indiana in the 4 seed and 3 full games ahead of the Boston Celtics, who are in the 5 seed. You want to avoid the Celtics in the first round, but what you really want to accomplish tonight is what you accomplished on Sunday in Milwaukee, is that ability to face the top teams in your conference and come away with a win. Remember earlier in the season, I think it was when they lost to the Celtics the last time, I think the record was 1-7 against the top teams, the top three teams in the Eastern Conference. That would be Milwaukee, Toronto, and the Celtics. And you're going, well, if this team's a legit Eastern Conference contender and they're 1-7 against the best teams. By the way, the one that they got was without Kyrie Irving, I believe. Or was it when they played Toronto? They beat Toronto without Kawhi. I'm not sure. But nonetheless, tonight's a huge game in the mental sense that they know that they can beat the Boston Celtics. Because that's the team that they were favored against in the second round of the playoffs last year, in the series and in every game, and ended up losing to the Celtics. And Brett Brown got outcoached handily by Brad Stevens. Tonight is as much for Brett Brown as it is for the Sixers players. And for me and everybody else in this fan base, you should expect this to be a monster game tonight. And what we're looking for tonight is really simple. It's what you saw just a couple of days ago. It's what you saw out of Jimmy Butler, because we've talked about Jimmy Butler. He's the X factor. How about Butler last night again? 23. The Sixers right now are playing extremely well. And they're a team that may be coming together with this core five starters of Redick, Ben Simmons, Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris, and tonight Joel Embiid returns after a night off last night because of load management. So they're playing well, and this is a team that they need to be able to know that if they do see them in the playoffs, that they can beat them. And they can beat them when they have their full complement, when they have Kyrie Irving, that they can take this team down. It's a mental thing heading into the playoffs, because if the Celtics come in and win, it casts doubt in players' minds. And they can downplay it. And I know Ben Simmons downplayed the importance of tonight's game last night. I expect nothing less out of a guy after a win last night where he was great in the game and scored 28 that he's going to downplay tonight. They turn the page today. It's the Celtics tonight, and it's a huge, huge game tonight. So many elements of this. This is one of the ones that you circle on the calendar. And this may be the biggest game for the Sixers down the stretch that you'll have, until they get to the postseason coming up in mid-April. What did you see last night out of that game, Andrew? Did, you know, you go on the road without Embiid, and you still come away with a win, albeit the opponent's not great, but it wasn't a look-ahead situation for the Sixers. They took care of business.
I saw a team that's figuring out how to play with each other.
Yep.
I think when they came out of the All-Star break and they went 4-4 without Joel Embiid, I don't think they knew that Embiid was going to miss time, because that came in late. That came in right before they played their first game out of the All-Star break. And I think in terms of game planning, they didn't know what they were going to do. With Joel Embiid being out yesterday, I think they sort of figured out how they can play with one another during that 8-game stretch. And then they figured out how to play with one another when Embiid was there. And you saw, it was still a close game. You saw how much of an impact it made without Joel Embiid. But I think they're starting to figure out how to play together. Jimmy Butler is showing some intensity on offense, which a lot of people were complaining about a couple weeks ago. I told you it still exists.
Yep.
He's still there, waiting for the playoffs. But I saw a team that is figuring out how to play with each other with and without Joel Embiid yesterday. And tonight's test is huge. And
Do you agree, this is a big game, not just necessarily because of the standings, but it's a big game to know you can beat this team.
I said last weekend before the Bucks game, I said if the Sixers could go into Milwaukee, I might start changing my expectations. We change our expectations all the time, positive way, negative way. I said that if they could beat the Bucks in Milwaukee, I might start leaning toward a team that I thought was a second-round elimination team to possibly making the Eastern Conference Finals. And I said if they beat the Bucks and if they can then beat the Celtics, I'm completely on board that they get to the third round of the playoffs.
Okay.
If they beat the Celtics tonight, they showed that they could beat a top team on the road. They showed that they can finally take down the Celtics no matter what building it is. They always lose to the Celtics. If they can show me that tonight, all of a sudden I'm saying Eastern Conference Finals for the Sixers.
There you go. That's the importance of tonight as well. A big step was taken on the road in Milwaukee on Sunday in a place where the Milwaukee Bucks are 27-5 going into that game at home. Sixers handed them their sixth loss on their home floor all season long. In a big game, Giannis had his game, clearly 52 in the game. And it was big for Milwaukee, and it was big for the Sixers, and they came on top. Tonight is a huge game for the Sixers. But there's still some people downplaying it. There's still some people saying, I saw what I needed to see against Milwaukee. I'm confident now going into the playoffs. Let's hit fast forward and start now. To me, I can maybe have that sentiment if that same thing happens tonight with the starting five and Jimmy Butler being assertive again and them finding a way to slay this dragon. Now, I know the Celtics aren't a top team in the East. They're the fifth seed right now, and that's probably where they're going to start the playoffs. That being said, that's the team that has owned the Sixers. That's the team that eliminated the Sixers last year. So to me, there is a bit of a mental block there until you prove you can beat them.
And I don't get this downplaying. I know Tyrone and Anthony did it a little bit yesterday. They said, well, if they lose to the Celtics, I won't be as scared as I used to be.
Because of the Bucks game, right?
If they lose to the Celtics and we see Brad Stevens outcoach Brett Brown again, no matter who the Sixers face in the first round, no matter who they face in the second round, what is that coach going to do of that opposing team? Yep. They're going to look at the tape against the when the Sixers play the Celtics and say, what did Boston do against the Sixers?
They're going to emulate it.
What did they do last year in the playoffs? What did they do throughout the regular season that the Sixers could not beat the Celtics? And they're going to try to do whatever they can to do that.
Precisely.
It's just like football. Coaches always take stuff from the other teams.
Yeah, you look at a team that's going through their NFL schedule and they're just crushing everybody. And they're going up and down the field scoring at will. And eventually, week 11, somebody cracks the code on how to slow down the Rams. You saw it last year. Who was it that cracked the code and slowed down the Rams? Was that the Vikings? Did they lose the Vikings like 17-6 or something?
The Bears.
It was the Bears. That great Bear defense with Khalil Mack. They cracked the code, and then all of a sudden, could the Rams once again become the prolific offense when somebody cracked the code? And that's exactly right. The blueprint to beat the Sixers will be there by accentuating their weaknesses and not letting them take advantage of their strengths. Now, another thing I want to get into today is obviously the big deal that came down yesterday during the show regarding Mike Trout staying with the Angels for, in essence, 12 more years. The 10-year contract will kick in 2 years after his deal that he signed in 2014 is up. He got historic money. We know all the details of it. He's the best player in baseball, not only now, but probably in the last, 40 years? You could comfortably say now that he's probably that guy. The numbers that he's put up and the numbers that he's projected to put up, provided that he stays healthy. And we know that he's a local guy. He's from Millville, and he goes to Eagle games and hunts with Carson Wentz, and he's probably got a collection of Eagle footballs from hanging out in the end zone that players have given to him that could fill a room. But this notion that he is now persona non grata in Philly, to me, is absolutely absurd. The guy never played here. He's from here. He's still your chosen son. And he's still a pride of this area because of the baseball player that he is and the way he conducts himself. And I got to call out NBC Sports Philadelphia because, you know, the people that are upset, and a lot of people were tweeting at him, don't go to our Eagles games anymore, you'll get booed, and all of those things.
Okay.
Yeah, like, to me, it's a, first of all, it's a vocal minority of the fans that are acting like this. And and NBC Sports Philly did a story, and they said, a guy responded and said, better be booed whenever shown anymore. Don't hype up the Philly connection your whole career only to decline the chance to sign here and then expect to be loved. I mean, people like trashing Mike Trout, and they're outraged at him that he didn't, that he spurned the Phillies.
Let me ask you something, Jason. When did the words, I'm going to eventually sign with the Phillies, come out of the mouth of Mike Trout?
Never.
I know, because people, I could have sworn people told me that he was going to come here in 2 years.
Yeah, people were convinced of it because he went to Eagle games and because he sat in the front row at a Sixers game a few weeks back and because he's from here and loves the area that he grew up in. But that doesn't mean that he wants to play. I said, how many times did I say all along that just because he grew up here doesn't mean he wants to conduct his professional career here? Because so much goes with that. If he came here, he'd be doing 10 interviews a day. He wouldn't be able to go anywhere. Now, he's a big Major League Baseball player. He's getting recognized already. I get it. But the pressure that would have gone along with playing here and the distraction would have been incredible. Couple that with the contract he signed, and the Angels, I got to give them credit. They were proactive. But to now sit there and say this guy is persona non grata, to me, is ridiculous. It's an embarrassment. Now, it's a vocal minority, but like I said, there are media outlets giving that vocal minority more stature by writing stories about it. And I don't like it. You know, the pitcher, Trent Thornton from the Blue Jays, got death threats because Bryce Harper got hit with a pitch in spring training. Come on. 610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. I want to hear from somebody that's is going to treat Mike Trout like he's persona non grata now. And I want to hear from the people that think it's ridiculous, because I think it's ridiculous. The guy signed a monster deal. He was never offered a contract to come to the Phillies. It was never available to offer him a contract. 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. Anthony off today. I got you. What do we got? Keith Pompey at 11:30 today, or
12:30.
Or 12:30. Keith Pompey will join us on the program to talk about this huge Sixers-Celtics game tonight, and we'll take your calls as well. But I got to tell you about, well, FanDuel, because college sports fans, the tournament, it is here, and you can get in on all the college basketball madness with FanDuel Sportsbook. Now, your knowledge of the game and the top teams, it could pay off for you in a big way. FanDuel has more ways to win with spreads, props, and parlays, so it's easy to find the right bet for you. And if you want in on additional action, how about this? Create a free bracket before the start of the tournament to compete for a share of $250,000 in guaranteed cash prizes. Then make sure you come back and bet every day of the tournament. Do you like Duke? What about Michigan, Kentucky, Gonzaga? How about the local squads? Nova, well, Temple out of the mix now. They didn't win the play-in game last night. But, you know, Nova could make some noise. Jay Wright gets it done. The most exciting time in college basketball, it is here. So get in on the action today and create a free bracket before it's the start of the tournament to compete for a share of $250,000 in guaranteed cash prizes. Then make sure you come back and bet every day of the tournament by going to FanDuel.com/NJ. Again, use my code Jason. That's FanDuel.com/NJ. Enter the code Jason. Start getting your bets in now for tournament time and don't miss out on your free bracket. One bracket per user, must be 21 and older. No purchase necessary. So see full term and conditions at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
O'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. When you're searching for windows, search windownation.com.
What up?
Yes, it is the Midday Show. Anthony off today. 97.5 The Fanatic. Jason Martinez with you. Andrew alongside. You can tweet the show at Jason Mert at 975 Middays at A. Sal Chunas. What is it? A. Sal Chunas 975? There you go. Tweet the program today. We'll go through Twitter and interact with you along those lines as well. And a lot to get into today, including the Sixers game tonight. It is such a big game tonight. And this is, you know, you suffered for all those years of the process and you suffered so much to get to a time of year like this where you're leading into the playoffs. And, you know, they get to the playoffs winning 16 straight games last year and then get bounced in the second round. And it was a big step forward, all said and done. And now you're at a season where you go, okay, with these four players, the moves that Elton Brand made, acquiring Jimmy Butler, sending out Covington and Dario, and doing all of those things to get Butler, and then to get Tobias Harris at the trade deadline and setting the table to have a team that can do some damage in the playoffs. And tonight, while it's not the playoffs, is a big part of how we're going to go into the playoffs mentally, knowing that the Sixers can, yes, beat the Boston Celtics with their full complement of players, even though they may not even see the Celtics in the playoffs. They went into Milwaukee, they got a win, a huge win, in a place where they only lost five times, and we're in mid-March. Tonight, at home, they need to come away with a win against the Celtics, just for their own mental health, heading into down the stretch here and then into the playoffs. Real quick, too, Mike Trout. This roasting of Mike Trout and the story, I see it on, saw it tweeted out from NBC Philly, NBC Sports Philadelphia. And the headline says, "Will Mike Trout get booed here? Phillies fans react to local guy's record setting contract." And they have a bunch of tweets here and people's responses to them. The original tweet from NBC Sports, "Mike, why not us?" with a picture of Mike Trout in an Eagles hoodie at an Eagle game. And got first reply, "Mike Trout better be booed whenever he's shown anymore. Don't hype up the Philly connection your whole career only to decline the chance to sign here and expect to be loved." People saying cancel his season ticket plan and tagging the Eagles on it. Another guy, "I don't want to see him in Philly again." I think he was kidding because he's an LOL. Another guy responds, "You're a nobody to me now, Trout. Take off the Eagles gear." He was never coming here.
I find this hysterical. The first guy said, what did the first guy say? Decline? Decline a chance?
Yeah, he said he declined the chance to sign here and then expect to be loved.
So he declined waiting 2 years, two seasons of baseball, 2 years of getting older to come to Philadelphia when he just got offered $430 million to play in L.A.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. And again, he was never coming here. I'm not saying he didn't want to come here, but he did not prefer to come here and play in his hometown.
Yeah, and you say that, like his preference. I say, I'm Andrew Salchunas, who really likes baseball, and I talk on the radio, but I'm nowhere near the level of baseball knowledge as a general manager of a baseball team. Why would the Angels just let him go?
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, there's this vocal minority in sports, and they are very vocal because it's negative messaging always garners more attention, even if it's less people saying it. You know, I saw the story in the New York Post about death threats that the Phillies fans were lobbing at Trent Thornton for hitting Bryce Harper in that spring training game. Look, that freaked a lot of people actually going, oh my God, with our history of injuries in this city, the last thing we need is this guy to sign this huge deal and then get hurt. But media publications amplifying the vocal minority is something that I don't like. I get everybody needs content. But to me, this whole notion that Trout should be persona non grata in Philadelphia is totally ridiculous. It is ridiculous. Am I bummed that he's not going to play here and that dream is over? It's shattered? Yeah. But I'm not going to hold him accountable for it and be mad at Mike Trout. To me, that is just crazy. It is insane. It's like, how can you have that way of thinking? But that, it's probably the people, Andrew, you're right, that said, just don't even sign Harper or Machado. Just wait 2 years. Trout's going to come in on just come back home and love it here, and he's going to be the man.
Wait, think of the week leading up to the signing of Bryce Harper, when all of a sudden there was those whispers that he didn't prefer Philadelphia, which was all BS, that it was never true. But you heard those rumors. People were starting to get so upset because they already thought that Harper was theirs. Like, they're losing someone that they never had.
Yeah.
We were 2 years away from possibly having Mike Trout. But there was a vocal minority of people who said, you know what, he's already coming to Philadelphia. I know he's coming to Philadelphia. I saw a photo of a Mike Trout Phillies jersey. You saw that at the Sixers game. Somebody paid money to make a Mike Trout Phillies jersey.
Yeah, that thing's got to go in the bag, sir.
And I guarantee you that guy is upset today.
Yeah, no, you're right. He put out money and had that jersey specially made. 610-632-0975. Before we get to the phones, real quick, I got to do it. Oh my God is right. A loss last night at home to the Montreal Canadiens.
That's a huge loss.
While mathematically hasn't ended the Flyers' chances for the postseason, it in essence did. 9 games remaining. They are now 78 points, 6 points back of the second wild card spot.
Hey, Columbus lost yesterday.
It's not happening, people. Still, it's not happening.
I was locked in, man.
Yeah.
Well, lost to Calgary, Columbus did.
Yeah.
Flyers still have a shot, Jason.
All right, yeah, stop it. And a lot of people were outraged at the way they played last night, and we'll do a season wrap on them at some point. And you can say that they underachieved this year, and I totally agree. They dug a hole way too deep. They dug a hole that they can't get out of, no matter how well they played since January 10th or whatever, and that is on them. And that's it. They should have been a playoff team with the growth of some of the young players, the goaltending carousel, but there's a huge positive that comes out of the Flyers season. And if somebody can get it, I'd love to hear if somebody can get it. By the way, also today, every caller on the program, good callers, Andrew, and we're going to be picky, will be in the running for a pair of tickets to the Sixers game March 28th versus the Brooklyn Nets, plus a spot in our annual knockout game on the Sixers court after the Sixers take on the Nets. You can also register for a spot for the competition on our contest page at 975thefanatic.com. We'll draw a winner at random of all good callers that get into the mix today. So 610-632-0975. Kyle in Philly starts us off on the Fanatic. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, man.
I just wanted to talk about Mike Trout and just the people that are coming out saying that he's worthless in Philly, that nobody really wants him. Look, I mean, with injuries in sports, you never really know how everything's going to go. And you might as well, when you're at the peak, like, I guess he's not even in his prime yet, but with as good as he is now, why not take that money now? Because who knows what can happen in the next 2 years. If he gets hit by a wild pitch like we saw with Harper and he gets out for a year, that $430 is going to look a lot less in the next coming years. So,
well, it's the bird in the hand theory. Yeah, I mean, now he has it. He's locked up. He's got the money coming to him. He's going to get the $500 million in essence. And, yeah, he protects himself. You want to sign earlier than later, and that's why you do it. Yeah, if you waited 2 years, maybe he could have gotten more money because you don't know where the market would have gone. But that being said, it's why take the risk when you're talking about that kind of money? He's going to be a wealthy, wealthy man until he leaves this earth.
Exactly. And, look, I'm a Philly guy. I mean, I go to school in Philly. My dad went to school in Philly. We have our roots here. And I love Philadelphia sports, and I love all of our fans. But that doesn't exactly mean I'd want to play for them. I mean, look at how crazy some of these people are being now. I get it. Like, sports are kind of our thing, and we're super passionate about it. But, I mean, some of us can be crazy at times. And like you said, he's
irrational.
Pounded everywhere he goes.
Yep.
I mean, everyone would know his face. Everyone would know who he is. And, I mean, with him in L.A., I mean, I've seen stuff about him not wanting to be the center of attention. And, I mean, that's perfect for him in L.A., so.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got all the movie stars and everything else out there. You blend in almost out there.
Exactly. So I'm not mad at him. Would I have liked to see him besides Harper? Of course I would have, like anyone would. But
or obviously both. You would have loved.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But does it annoy you, Kyle, when you see that angle of the story gets played up?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Because, I mean, it's just going to feed into the whole national media. Oh,
precisely.
Philly fans are crazy. They're nuts. They're,
see,
and, you know, I mean, I'm kind of used to it at this point. But, I mean, he loves Philly. He loves all the Philly guys. But it's like, don't demonize the guy just because he wants to get paid.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. And thanks for the call, Kyle. I'm going to put you in the mix. First one in the mix for the Sixers tickets and knockout. But you're right. Don't demonize the guy. Well, people will say, well, he could have gotten paid here. And people are taking it like he turned a cold shoulder to us. Like, hey, I'm from there and I love Philly and I love the Eagles and everything, but I don't want to play in front of you fans. So the fans that are offended are taking it as an affront that he didn't want to play for them or he didn't want to play in the pressure-packed environment that Philadelphia would have provided for him. Like, Chris Leo 1118 on Twitter says, Trout could have waited 2 years and played here for the same amount of money. He chose not to be a Philly. We now have no reason to kiss his ass. He's just another player. Get over yourself. Well, I don't know that we kissed his ass. I mean, I think we respect him as a baseball player, and we like the fact that he's an Eagles fan because he's from here and he's real about it. But Kevin Stoltz says nothing is guaranteed in life. A lot could have happened in 2 years. So good for Trout. None of these goobers roasting him would turn down 10% of this money to move to L.A. for 12 years. I mean, it is crazy that people are, there are, again, and I'm going to keep saying it. It is a minority of people. It is a vocal minority of people that have a problem with this and take this as a personal affront that he spurned the Philadelphia fan base. I'm flabbergasted by that way of thinking. I'm not thinking along those lines at all. And anyway, and also, I never got my head around that he was coming here. I was never almost had him as a possessed by the Philadelphia market. Like, I never really believed that he would end up here. Did I hope so? Of course. Did I allow myself to go, well, with Harper now, maybe he will sign here because the spotlight's dulled because you have two superstars, and thought maybe it was more likely. Okay, yeah, I went there in my head, but I never truly believed that he was coming here. It's almost akin to if Bryce Harper, because we heard the notion that he didn't want to come to Philly because he didn't want to play for this fan base or the pressure that they would provide because this fan base holds teams accountable, and that's a feather in this fan base's hat. Had he not chosen the Phillies, he would have been a huge enemy because we would have felt like we lost something we never had. Well, Trout, you never had him. Wasn't happening. He wasn't even available for them to offer a contract to. Let's go to Eddie and Chester's on the Fanatic. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, Jason. The Sixers, I heard you and Anthony talking yesterday, and Anthony's rationale was that since the Sixers beat Milwaukee the other night, that there was a lot of pressure off of them on this game, and he also said that some of the players weren't here for the when they lost to the Celtics in the playoffs and were getting manhandled by the.
Well, yeah, of course, Tobias Celtics. Harris wasn't here, and neither was Jimmy Butler last year when they lost in the playoffs.
Right, but Embiid was here, Simmons was here, you know, J.J. Redick was here, so you know, I kind of agreed with you that you know this is. They're in their head, you know, Boston, and they got to get them out of their head, and tonight is one way to get them out of their head.
To me, I've said it a lot, Eddie, that Brad Stevens in particular occupies space in Brett Brown's head.
Yeah,
he's had his number. You can't. It's undeniable.
Yeah. So tonight is tonight's crucial. It's a must win for them tonight.
Yeah, to me, it's a symbolic game tonight, Eddie. You know, there's you know, when teams are coming up and when the Phillies in that run from 07 to 2012, there was symbolic teams that they needed to slay before you believed that they were legit. And frankly, before I think they believed they were legit.
Right. Right. Now, if they lose to them tonight, what do you think the result will be for them? It'll be...
Well, it all depends on how it looks, Eddie. If they get out-coached handily by Brad Stevens and you see the mistakes that have cost them in the losses to the Celtics prior, then obviously people are going to be going crazy. And all the goodwill of that win against the Milwaukee Bucks on Sunday will go right out the window.
Yeah.
But if they're able tonight, if they lose tonight, play really well, and those mistakes aren't there, and Butler is assertive in the game, and Ben doesn't turn the ball over like he didn't last night, if it's just a game and the Celtics end up on top, but it's not from some egregious type error, then, you know, you'll need to take it for what it is, the one game of a regular season that it is. Although it means more because, like we said, and thanks for the call, Eddie, I'll put you in the mix. Like we said, this is a symbolic game tonight in the sense that just like us as fans, like we look at certain teams that we have to go through to become a more established team, players in sports do the same thing because they know who the teams are that A, have owned them, B, that mean more to beat because it affects your stature in the league. And while the Boston Celtics are the fifth seed right now in the Eastern Conference, they're a .500 team at 17-17 on the road. and they're not the juggernaut team of the Eastern Conference, this is still symbolic because two things. It's the team you lost to last year, and it's also the team with the head coach that outcoached your head coach on numerous occasions, and it hasn't looked good from an optical standpoint in doing it. So that's why tonight is a massive game. That's why it's a symbolic game tonight for the Sixers to get the win at home, again, where they have a tremendous home court advantage and the full complement of their roster tonight. Embiid sat out last night. Load management. We all get it. We understand why. Saving them for the playoffs. I get it. And they got the win last night without him. Tonight, though, he's back. J.J. Redick, 27 last night. Ben Simmons last night, 28. You know what's funny? When Ben Simmons goes off for 28 like that, we don't get a huge reaction of, oh my God, look what Ben did. Look what Ben did. We tend to only, with Ben Simmons, there's certain players in sports where we just focus, guys that have enormous talent, but we focus on when they fail more than when they succeed. And Ben Simmons is one of those guys. It's almost like we're waiting for it. Certain people are waiting for it so they can throw a dig at him. And a lot of times it's guys like Ben Simmons that aren't scorers.
Well, he got it against the Bucks.
He did.
They won. He just didn't put up big numbers offensively. Yep. And people lost their minds.
Yeah. I don't get it. Let's check our poll of the day, which, of course, is brought to you by Roofing Nation. Get a brand new roof for as low as $7,900 plus free gutters. Call Roofing Nation at 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. Here's the poll question on at 975 Middays. Will the result of tonight's game against the Celtics solidify your expectations come playoff time? Three options. The win will raise expectations. A loss lowers expectations. Or the third option, expectations won't change. 47% of the people are exactly where I voted. The win tonight, the symbolic nature of this win tonight, will raise expectations. Not only because it's the Celtics that they beat, but it's also the fact that they beat the Milwaukee Bucks a couple of days ago. It's the compounding effect of it. 35% say expectations won't change. 18% say a loss will lower expectations. Well, that's true, too.
Yeah, I'm interested by this. I wonder if more people, and I know we got to hit the break, but we'll talk about it in a little bit. I am interested to see if people were just voting win raises expectations because they feel like, okay, they're going to win. I'm going to feel better about the playoffs more so than if they lose, they're going to lower their expectations. It might go hand in hand, whether they win or lose, how your expectations change. But if people say, nah, if they win, I think they're going to go to the finals. If they lose, I don't change. How can you say that?
Yeah, to me.
Because it just shows that you lost again to a team that's better, well, not better than you in terms of the numbers, in terms of the record, but a team that's outclassed you multiple times.
Yeah, if you believe that the win is going to raise your expectations, a loss should lower them. If it doesn't, then it's a bit of a contradiction, and you're minimizing the effect when it's negative, and you're maximizing the effect when it's positive. 610-632-0975. A couple open lines if you want to jump on. It is the Midday Show. Anthony off today. Jason Martinez with you right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. But I got to tell you about my guys at Natural Lawn. First day of spring, when my kids are running around in the yard, you want to make sure that what you put on your lawn is safe. And that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America, here's the great news. They use safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you don't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'm going to get a greener lawn, and I don't have to be worried about the kids running around in it. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. And for as many years as I can remember, Mikey Miss has always told me, you're a lawn guy. You got to use Natural Lawn. So make sure you do. Whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's customized treatments will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. And for a limited time, Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. So call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds and tell them Jason sent you. Here's the number, 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
How's everyone doing?
97.5 The Fanatic Midday Show. Jason Martinez with you. Andrew Long. on a Wednesday, Anthony off today, not feeling well. Couple tweets, a couple open phone lines too, 610-632-0975. 76ers1 on Twitter says the following, at Jason Mert. Brad Stevens is such a genius that he lost in the first round of the playoffs in his first three times in. Brett didn't. Let's give Brett the rope Stevens has had. I'm still waiting for someone to list all the NBA titles the messiah of coaches Brad Stevens has. He also says, the Brad Stevens crap is so tired. Let's be real. They lost in the playoffs because they weren't deep enough. J.J. Ilyasova missed the same looks. They had all season, and it was Brett's first playoffs with a team with 25 and 21 in their first playoffs. Those things are true. They also lost to the Celtics without Kyrie Irving in the playoffs. And it's not necessarily that they lost. It's the way they lost. I know you're a Sixers honk, 76ers won. But if you're being honest, you got to look at how they lost. And yeah, I don't care that Brad Stevens lost his first three times in because he's beyond that now. But I get, like, hey, when you get to the playoffs for the first time as a head coach, there's probably some a learning curve. I get that when you get into the playoffs for the first time, for players, young players like Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, it's a different game. I get that. I'm not minimizing that. But to me, that's why this game is so big tonight. Because they need to know that they can overcome this team, even though they may not have to face this team. John Tutime says, I agree with the Sixers need to win tonight for their mental health. However, the mentality of avoiding the Celtics is one of inferiority. That's not Philly, man up. David versus Goliath. I'm not suggesting they're trying to win tonight just to avoid the Celtics. I don't think that's the case at all. I've said several times that they're probably not even going to see the Celtics come playoff time. One more tweet for you. Not Mikey P says, vocal minority in quotes, cannot be stressed enough regarding the Trout issue. The people that are being very vocal about him being a crumb now in Philadelphia, he goes, they are the ones that embarrass us and get the national media juice. The same suburban guys who climb light poles, eat horse dung, or get drunk at games. It's old and tired. And I agree.
Yeah, it was one guy who ate the horse droppings. One guy.
But
the national media then paints it as all of Philadelphia, including Andrew Salchunas, eats horse poop.
Exactly. Well, that's where they do that. When you amplify the vocal minority, it becomes the perception of an area. So I believe it is our job as media to not amplify that in our own backyard, because the national media is already going to amplify those things about Philadelphia because it's low-hanging fruit. The vocal minority ends up becoming the advertised voice of the Philadelphia fan base. And look, when people do things like that, when they send death threats to the Blue Jays pitcher that hit Bryce Harper, and it's only a small minority of people, a small group, that makes the majority look bad because it gets amplified. So we shouldn't amplify that on our own. To me, that's bad. It's bad form. Why would we want to amplify that?
Just say it's stupid.
No, it is. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. 610-632-0975. Keith Pompey from the Philadelphia Inquirer covers the Sixers. Will join us at 12:30 in advance of this Sixers-Celtics game tonight. And on the day after, the Sixers went into Charlotte and got a 118-114 win on the road without Joel Embiid. Let's go to TJ in West Grove on the Fanatic. Hey, TJ.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great.
Yeah, I wanted to say two things about the Mike Trout. And I had a quick Flyers point.
Sure.
Yeah, I agree totally, 100% what you're saying. And I think NBC Sports Philadelphia kind of like is like egging on that small group of people that want to like boo him at Eagles games, take his Eagles season tickets away. It's ridiculous. It's just insane. I said all along, like, the Angels are going to offer him the most money, and I agree with you. Some guys don't want to come back to the area. Like, you know how busy he would be if he was back here playing. He'd be doing interviews all day long. He'd have to see fans all the time asking for autographs, and it would just be way too much pressure on him. The expectations would be too high.
And he already knew that, too. You know why? Because everywhere he went when he was at an Eagle, hey, man, when are you signing with the Phillies? Are you coming home? Like, people have been hitting him on that nonstop, both in person and, I'm sure, social media.
Yeah, and, like, he's getting $430 million, and he's living in Los Angeles. Like, a young guy's going to turn that down to come play in Philadelphia where he might, I mean, it's cold half the time, and his expectations would be too high. Like, I don't think some guys want to come back to their home area to play.
Look, we should celebrate the fact that he's a loyal guy, too. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, they drafted him.
He sits in the stands at Eagles games. He doesn't sit up in a press box and all that like he probably could.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just think it's ridiculous that people are saying all this stuff. Like, he never once said he's coming to Philadelphia.
Yeah. To me, that it's embarrassing, but that's just, you know, that's where you and I are in lockstep, TJ. What's your Flyers point?
I mean, yeah, I'm a realistic Flyers fan. I'm not still thinking there's a chance that they're not mathematically out yet, but it's not going to happen. But, yeah, and I think the one thing you were thinking, the good thing about this season is, well, for one, Carter Hart. I think we have a goalie for the future. I mean, he's a young guy. He's going to get better. He's already mature for his age. And I think, yeah, we have a goalie for the future.
Like, I mean, that's on my list of things. It's not the big one, though, for me. Obviously, thanks for the call. I'll put you in the mix for the Sixers knockout and the game on the 28th. That's not the biggest thing for me, though. I mean, it's huge because you haven't had the goalie in this town in seemingly forever, right? If I'm looking at the positives, and again, there's negatives, and this season in total, performance-wise, for the Flyers was a failure because they absolutely should have taken the next step and been a playoff team. And the fact that they're going to miss out on the playoffs is a failure.
I remember you and I, before the season started, way back,
mm-hmm.
you asked, what are my expectations? And you and I were on the same page. Make the second round of the playoffs.
Yep. Get in. Advance your positioning to get in and win a round of the playoffs. They didn't get that done, so that's a failure. Now, were there some positives along the way, some things you found out? Sure. That's what you hope for in what you can deem now as a pseudo-lost season. And Carter Hart is one of the big, huge positives, totally. There's others, other players with growth. There's some players that didn't have years that you would... you hope they'd have better years or went backwards in ways. But there's still one other thing in there. The one thing, there's one that sticks out to me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.